Lebanon has used the first Arab League economic summit in 6 years to call on the international community to do more to help Syrian refugees return home. It says Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, has reclaimed most of the country, so more than 5 million refugees could return to those areas. But the United Nations says it's not safe yet, as Connie Aegis reports.
There are more than 5.5 million Syrian refugees living in five neighbouring countries: Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt and Iraq. More than 1 million of them fled across the border to Lebanon. And the country's foreign minister, Gibran Bazil, told the Arab League Economic Summit it's time for them to return home.
We call on the international community to take its share of the responsibility to curb the misery of displacement and asylum, and to use all available means to find radical and effective solutions, and to double collective international efforts to strengthen favourable conditions for the displaced and refugees to return to their homelands in line with international law.
Lebanon says its ally, Syria's President Bashar al-Assad, has regained control over most of the country with the help of Russia and Iran. They say that means people can safely return to those areas. But the United Nations disagrees and says it's not safe. And its concerns aren't just for those Syrians who have left their country. Within Syria, there are camps that are home to more than 6 million internally displaced people. One of them is Rukban, located in the middle of a desert around 300 kilometres from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Fadwa Barud is a spokesperson for the United Nations.
Most people have very limited access or maybe no access to services, and basic commercial items are available in the market, but prices are extremely high, including fuel, bread, food and vegetables.
She visited the camp in November and says access to medicine and healthcare is one of the main concerns.
With no certified doctor, not even one doctor in the camp. There were few clinics, few nurses, but no specialised healthcare services.
Fadwa Barud says it's difficult for aid to reach the camp because the surrounding areas are controlled by the Syrian government, as well as opposing factions. And she's worried about the safety and well-being of people.
We are really concerned about protection inside the camp. We heard from some of the residents about early marriage, in addition to no registration of births, deaths or marriage taking place as well. There are a few schools inside the Rukban. However, all the teachers are kind of volunteers.
Professor Jane McAdam is the director of the Andrew and Renata Kaldor Centre for International Refugee Law at the University of New South Wales. She says these conditions put Syrians at risk.
If births are not being registered, for instance, then children are at risk of statelessness. If children can't go to school, or if people can't get medical care, those in themselves obligations under international human rights law that aren't being fulfilled.
Professor Jane McAdam from the University of New South Wales, ending that report from Connie Aegis.